person, you can't even pay your tithes. I know personally she trims her hair. I know personally when they don't know them around, they wear them little, I went to places and they see me coming in a car and pull that woman to the head for that bedroom fashion go and come out with a nice, decent dress. Then I stepped up the time and caught them when they didn't have time to get to the bedroom and see what they wore. Now see, that's a flashing red light.
Amen.
That's a flashing red light. Something lacking down in your soul.
Amen.
Now what's happened? Now somewhere along the line, that person's not honest with their heart, and they're claiming to be born again. Now listen, they're claiming to have that new birth. You claim to have that new birth and you don't, watch out. God's going to let you fall. Proof that you don't have it.
Amen.
Now what happens? See, people go on and try to hide. I got to pay my bill first. I know I ought to pay my tithes. I know I oughtn't wear this. And I know I shouldn't trim my hair. And I know I shouldn't smoke this cigarette sitting around smoking. Turn on that music and listen to it. Ain't nobody around. I just listen to it for a little bit. What happens? You head for fall.
Amen.
Your head will fall. Something's going to happen, and that temptation is going to come right around there. It's going to anoint one of these five senses. It's going to get your eye.
Amen.
It's going to get your ear. It's going to get the lust of your spirit. You're going to fall. Something's going to get you. That's why it's dangerous. That's why it's dangerous to be around this revelation, not try to live it. And so many people think they're fooling God, see? Well, they can't pay their tithes. They can't do this. They can't do this. They can't. What difference is it? It's all unbelief. Now watch here. Faith and love go together. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. That's how you get revelation, by hearing the Word.
Amen!
That you continually want to hear the Word. You want to hear the Word. You love the Word. You love the Word. You get faith. And you can't get the revelation unless you have love. See, love and faith go together. See, that's why you ain't going to fool Jesus.
Amen.
You can't fool Jesus. He knows what not you love. And those that love His Word get the new birth. And when you get the new birth, you got the supernatural faith of Jesus Christ, which says amen to 100% of the Word. It'll pay its tithes. It won't cut its hair. It'll wear a decent dress. It'll just cope with everything that God
Hallelujah.
Says in the Word. Now listen, children. When you see people, I don't care who they are, how nice they are, how much they say they believe, that cannot cope with the Word, I'll show you people that's not born again. They've got to get it like it is. How many want it just like it is? Face it like it is. Now here is why we never seen the faith demonstrated in divine healing in Brother Branham's ministry. Now what did Brother Branham, see, what did he have out there before? Now watch here. What did he have out there? This is beautiful.
Amen.
All the prophets and all the apostles, he loves me hearing what you hear.
Amen!
They wondered about these things. Now watch here. What did Brother Branham have before him when he was ministering divine deliverance? He had a people sitting before him that professed the new birth but didn't have it.
Amen.
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 They had an intellectual salvation, that's all.
Yes.
Brother Branham said the plan to the blood they turned down.
Amen.
So they didn't even have forgiveness of sins.
Right.
Come on. They turned down the plans of the blood. So in other words, they still had their sins on them. But yet the atonement looked down upon it. Right? But they didn't have the new birth. Now if the people didn't have the new birth, they didn't have the faith of Jesus Christ, did they? So if they didn't have the faith of Jesus Christ, they had to have some kind of a sign or a wonder to build up their faith.
Yes.
Is that the truth? Sign in the hand. Answer, hand blows up. Pray for them, goes down. Yes, I believe now. And they go away, healed. Now, God gave a sign to Brother Bram and a hand to see through the heart. But now notice they got so common, it got so common at the time that people didn't pay no attention to it no more, and the miracles and the wonders fell off. You couldn't see no more miracles. Is that true?
Amen.
Brother Bram left the field, didn't he?
Amen.
Now what happened? Now when the revelation of the new birth comes from the opening of the seal,
hallelujah,
the people then get a supernatural faith.
Amen.
They then get a revelation, a supernatural faith, which is the new birth. Right?
Amen.
In the soul. Now, what do you think is going to happen when the ministry of Jesus Christ comes out on the field with a people sitting there that has the faith of Jesus Christ? And then they come before the man that God is. And in their heart, now what is it? Now this is wonderful. God comes down with a shout, right? Jesus himself descends from heaven with a shout. Where does he descend to? Descends right down in a little bald-headed, humble man.
That's right.
And then you come before that bald-headed, humble man, desiring something in your heart. My father is lying home dying of the cancer. I got to get to God's man.
Yes.
Why did you have to get to God's man? Because that's where God is.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you got to God's man, you come before him, you'd have to tell him nothing. You desired in your heart that your father be healed. He's dying of the cancer.
Amen.
God in the man.
Amen.
Look down in you.
Amen.
Saw your desire and gave you your desire.
Hallelujah.
Worked up your faith to believe it by a sign in the hand.
Amen.
And discern the secret of the heart. Now notice that the new ministry, the ministry of the Lord Jesus' second coming as the voice, does not use any sign at all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is if the Lord himself down descended down with the voice?
Yeah.
Gets inside of a human being.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And the bride, the church, coming before God, hidden and revealed in human flesh again.
Amen.
What? With a desire. A desire for the total. A desire for your loved one. A desire for healing. Now what? Now when they come before the voice, this ministry of the voice, which is the spoken word,
amen,
which is the revealed word,
amen,
right? When they come before that ministry, then ask whatever you will.
Amen.
What's here now? Ask whatever. Don't see a vision now.
Amen.
No, that ain't where it comes now. Now,
lady, amen.
Can I just add about my
minute? Amen.
Brother Branham, when you pulled that out of him, it made him weak, didn't it?
Amen.
He got weak. He could not stand up. He said when the new ministry starts, it'll make him strong.
Amen.
Now he said that was you. That was you operating the gift. But he said, now watch this. Watch this now.
Glory.
Here's the secret of that. I'm going to tell you that secret this morning.
Amen.
Why will it not make the man weak today? It's because it's God in there himself.
Amen.
Himself.
Amen.
Now notice here, see, what's coming before that ministry is the bride that has the faith.
Amen.
See, here it is. This people comes before the Lord today in his deliverance ministry will have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So therefore, they'll believe anything that's spoken.
Hallelujah.
Here's the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ in his vessel that he's using with that power. Here's the bride coming forth in front of that ministry. Desire anything you want. They have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So therefore, they get whatever
they
healing,
amen.
Whatever stand anything to ask for.
Oh.
Anything if they desire, they get it. God gives the bride every desire.
Oh.
That's why Brother Brown said we don't have enough faith for divine healing. It's because we didn't have the faith restored to the saints.
Amen.
Now the faith restored to the saints is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will believe everything that God says.
Amen.
It's an amen seed. Amen, 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 amen. Now, it's a total impossibility for this person that has faith to doubt any promise of God.
Amen.
That's why the bride's going to be 100% word, 100% faith, bringing forth 100% Jesus Christ, 100% fruit. How many saints be living in
this?
Now just think, what's that going to be when that ministry of the bride is out there on the field yonder?
Amen.
Out on the field there with all the people sitting there with the same faith of Jesus Christ in them and the same baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, no wonder Brother Branson is going to shake the world. That ain't hard to believe. Now you see why there was no faith? Now let's see, I'll maybe read one more place. Now you study this. I'm going to read, let's read a couple of nuggets, about 3 minutes here and we'll close. Now when you hear all them statements Brother Branham made, now you'll understand why he made those statements. Let's read page 33. Let's read the italics word, or what you call that, the black here. On page 33. We're coming now to the perfection. Now, what is that perfection? That's a perfected faith, a mature faith. Mature faith, which is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the matured, full body word. The opening of the seals. Now, listen to what Brother Branham said. See how all this fits together perfect? You can't make it nothing. Everything's just perfect. Brother Branham said, what is the seal? It said it's the loosing of a ministry of the full body word.
Amen.
Is that what it said?
Amen.
Now here's the full body reveal word with power to give you your desire of your heart. See, that's why God comes down in human flesh. Is to show you that, see, what's he come? He's coming to prove to you that he loves you.
Amen.
Now, how did he prove that he loved the people? He got in the shaft. And all them sick people, heart conditions, cancers, no hope, doctors give up, just wheelchair patients, stretcher patients, dying without hope, they come before God, down in that little brother, jump right up off it. You've seen them by the thousands, jump right up off the cot. People that just skin and bones, eyes, something back in their head, give up the doctor, spring up to life, go away a well woman. What was that? God telling you that he loves you. Now, what is it now? God dropping down in another ministry. If the ministry's got to come out on the field, what for? One thing, that's to deliver his people. Don't forget that. He's coming to deliver his people and give them the desires of your heart. That's why, children, serve the Lord. You wait for this promise. You live for this day because God, have the right attitude. Be sure that you have the right attitude. Don't take the wrong attitude. Oh, think right, act right, have the right attitude, because that's what's going to make the ministry operate, is your attitude. Some will come before it, won't get nothing. Others that come with the right attitude will go away with every desire of the heart. Just speak it right there and it'll be. Oh, we ain't seen nothing like that. Brother Branham says only in its infancy now. Says wait till it strikes the field out yonder. Says shake the world. See, Brother Branham said we're coming now to the perfection. What is that? A perfect faith. A mature Jesus Christ. See? Now when these promises come to pass and this ministry come to pass, who is that? That's the Lord Jesus. The matured, the Jesus that matured from Luther, Wesley, up now to the capstone, which is the full body word, has come to this in the order for what? For what? The rapture. That's what's holding it away right now, is waiting for that church to come into that perfect rapturing faith. I'm looking for it. It means a lot of shaking down for me. It means a lot for you, but together we'll make it by the grace of God. Well, it's been 6 years now. It's been 6 years now almost since the prophet of God left. And this faith has got to be here on earth today. If it isn't, then the very cause of William Branham, God's prophet, coming is lost. Amen. Now see what it is? The world's in a turmoil. Just where is the bride of Christ? Where is the bride? See, we're challenged. Where is the bride? God's got to prove that you're the bride. And what is he coming to do? Every church is supposed to be the bride. The Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, Presbyterian Church, Pentecostal Church, Church of Christ, Catholic Church, all claim to be the bride. Now, the marriage has not come yet. There's no marriage. Jesus Christ has not married any woman.
Amen. Amen.
But if you got faith, honey, if you got the faith that Brother Bob's talking about this morning, you've got one ring on your finger. You got one ring.
Amen.
And that one ring, oh hallelujah, is positive proof. They just want to slip the other one on before you. Now nobody's going to believe that you got that ring because it's a secret engagement. She hadn't announced it to the public yet. Secretly engaged. But you got the ring and you're looking at it. And you hear other people say, Jesus loves me. We're the bride. We're the bride. Now you know better. You know better, see. You know better, see. Because see, that ain't got old. See, you look on your hands, see, and you look and you don't see the ring.
Say,
you believe the token? Oh. Now you know right then, see, no ring on there. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe the prophet's message? No ring on there, see. Now, see, you believe his word, that's his ring. You got faith. Revelation is his engagement ring.
Amen.
Now, you know if you got that ring, he's coming down, slip that other on, see. And then what you do? When he comes down, slips that other on, is the great token coming down out of heaven. The baptism of the Holy Ghost falls upon you, unites you to the bridegroom, makes you one. And then what you do? He goes out with you now to the public. He takes you out in the public and announces to the whole world, this is my wife.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And what is that? That's Mount Transfiguration experience again, see? Great audible voice speaks out of heaven and said, this is my bride. Hear ye her.
Amen.
She got the word.
Amen.
She's right, y'all wrong.
Amen.
When they come in, then when that curtain goes up, see, when's it going to go up? Now, they can't come in now, you see them announcing that. Why, God keeps them out. No, it ain't time. But now, when he raises the curtain up to see the great final finale, there'll be the whole thing sitting there, everyone filled with the Holy Ghost, all nine gifts in operation, everyone married, everyone got two rings on the finger sitting there, and they come in, and what is it? When they come in and sit down there, then that is the evidence of the bride. They're now sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then the Lord proves to them, by doing these great things in you, he manifests to the world that it's you that he has chosen and that he loves. That's what it'll all be, is proof that he has loved you. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
He comes and proves it to you that he loves you by giving you his seal, his marriage. He marries you. And then he proves it to the world that you're his wife by these signs. shall follow them that are married unto me. Let's bow our heads while the sisters come and we'll sing a hymn and be dismissed. Oh, what a wonderful privilege, children. We have this glorious opportunity to be engaged to Christ, waiting for the great holy spiritual union of the bride of Jesus Christ to be married to the bridegroom, not to live for 40 years. Now, can you say honestly, dearly beloved, that you'd want to live here on earth another 20 years as bad as it is? Don't you want to live in a beautiful new world, a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness and holiness, perfect love in every soul, beauty and holiness, no more adultery, no more fornication, no more wickedness, just love and beauty and holiness and righteousness, and the glory of God filling the earth, eternal creatures that can never die. He that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall never come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Shall never die. That's part of it. Almighty God, Lord God, we're grateful to thee for thy word. We love thy word, Lord. We pray that the hour will soon arrive, that you'll come down with a great fiery baptism of the Holy Ghost. Light up every candle, Lord. Set this candlestick, Lord, out upon a mountain, Lord, that'll give light to this dark world, that the people may see the glory of God. Let the glorious light of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of heaven has come, fill the earth. Deliver all your people, Lord, and give them the desires of their heart. Lord, we stand here at the post of duty again this week. Those here hearing, Lord, the word, waiting in love for the promise of the age to be confirmed upon the people. God, it's your promise. It's your ministry. It's your bride. Come, Lord Jesus, and make all these things that's been spoken come to pass. We thank you for the word of the Lord. It's so steadfast and so sure. It shall prevail, Lord, and accomplish and bring to pass what was spoken of. We thank you for the faith of Jesus Christ that abides in our heart. We pray, Lord, that you'll soon let this faith do great exploits, Lord. We see what it has done in days gone by. With men like Noah, preached 100 and some years, Lord, and his faith never failed. Build an ark. We see what it done for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When that great morning, Lord, and all the devils in hell gathered around him, heated the furnace 7 times hotter. And they walked right into a blazing furnace, Lord, and all died around them. But they walked out without a scorch upon the clothes. God, we thank you for this faith. We thank you for a prophet that's come, the greatest of all ages.
Yeah, Lord.
Laid such a great foundation for us to stand on today. Lord, we hear his word. How we pray that you'll make his message live. Let the one that you've ordained come forth, Lord. Take this message on and deliver your people. Anoint him, Lord, and send him forth and set your people free. Lord, we all wait together for this glorious day. And we know that it will arrive, Lord. Though they make fun of the message, Lord, though it's hated and despised and rejected, we know, Lord, that those whose names are on the book will receive it when they see it living. Amen. Now, Lord, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily besets us. Let us lay aside all the lust and all the things of the world. Cleave to the Lord Jesus and prove to him that we love him. Amen. Bless everyone here, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand up. Page 66.
My faithful love to thee, how thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior, here thou,
all them dead, elected ones of the Lord Jesus and all them seven church ages. Though they never had the great baptism of the Holy Ghost, what they have, saints? Faith. Same faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're waiting for this bride to come to this to raise them from the grave. And then when this great magnetic power comes down upon the living saints upon the earth, when they receive the great baptism, there'll come such an overflow of the Spirit across the earth over them elected ones on the earth. Such a baptism will come over. Not the first one now, but there will be a wave of power, that such power will come over them living saints that what it'll do? Suck every one of them that's dead in seven ages out of the grave.
Amen.
Every one that died with that inside of it, with that supernatural life, faith in Jesus Christ, no matter how immature it was, worse than Luther, Wesley, on up to see, they'll everyone come forth out of the grave. And what would it do? Walk right in among you and talk to you.
Amen.
Say, we're so glad you got the token. We've been waiting. There all the time we couldn't come until you got it. We're so happy you pressed the battle and believe God. How many? Won't that be wonderful? Think about it. Ain't that little, you know, Mark, Brother Davis working way up there around Willimattie. They met a preacher up there in Assembly of God, Mark said, and said they all know about, said that nut over there in Durham that preaches about the token. That's me. Oh, I'm so thankful. I'll tell you what, it's this nut and those nuts here that are holding this thing together.
Amen.
Brother Ram said it was the nuts that holds the thing together. I'm glad to be a nut. Oh, yeah, but let them come and face it down one time. Oh, my. It's the truth of God's word. Oh, I'm glad it's noise and proud. Everybody make fun. Oh, what are they going to do when it happens? That's the thing about it. Yeah, I can see Abraham coming up through there now with his baby. Brother, when everybody laughed at Abraham for 25 years, when he come by that baby through town, everybody took out a running. Hey, yes, come here. Go, man. I don't want to show you this thing.
Yes, amen.
How many going to show the baby off when it gets here? Hey, say you want to see a real apostolic church, come over tonight.
Amen.
If you don't see Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we ain't the bride. But if we are, you better repent.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, hasten the way. We'll walk in the light,
such will be Jesus. The light of the world.
Just raise your hands and give him a praise. Are you thankful for this light? Oh, God, may it shine across the earth. May it bring the elected to a word-born revival. Grant it, Lord God. Pour out the Holy Ghost, Lord, and let the light shine. Let it shine, Lord, throughout the earth. In closing, listen to this scripture. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. as I'm in the world. There was the whole world was black and dark. Only one man was giving light to the world.
Amen.
Now I said, I'm going away. And the comforter comes. Then he said, then ye are the light of the world.
Yes.
A city set on a hill cannot be hid. How are you going to hide that little bride when the fire, the light of God, comes down in the fire of the pillar of fire? And a lick of fire, light set upon each one of the little believers, fills them with light, God's love and power, and sends them out. Oh my, don't you know it's going to light up the world?
Amen.
Oh, I want that to take place so bad, children. Let us live for it. Feast upon it. Just meditate upon it. And most of all, if we could just believe it with like we ought to and rejoice over it, wait on it, and just stay happy. You know, I think that's one thing we need to do, is to just realize how blessed we are.
Heaven.
Lord, that I could be here, that I could hear these things. Think of all the churches you could be in this morning. Think of it. But look where you're at and what you're hearing. And come with the people that have a faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. And to look in the Bible and see one time that 120 was just like you that found the right place to get into.
Amen.
Found the right preacher to listen to. And got in there, and there the thing that that man told them come to pass.
There
the sound of heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And remember, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
The same thing is going to take place.
Amen.
Now, you know I would say that if I didn't know what I was talking about.
Amen.
It's thus.
Amen.
Lord. Now, what,
Amen.
Now that's God said. That ain't man said. Amen. That's God said.
Amen.
But though it tarry, yet will I fail. See, and just love him for that. Go home and say, Lord, I thank you for that. I believe that, Lord.
Amen.
That's all I live for is that.
Amen.
Lord, I believe what that man tells me.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
Then listen to what Brother Ram said. God cannot do nothing until he finds a man. And then he can't do nothing for the people until the people believe that man. And I think not a miracle, not a sign, not a wonder, but coming to the revealed word of God, the full body carcass word, as lightning out of the east shineth to the west, even shall so come the second coming of the Son of Man.
Amen.
In the voice.
Amen.
Right?
Thank you.
And wheresoever the eagles are gathered, wheresoever the carcass is, what's the carcass? Brother Brown said, the full body revealed word coming forth from open seals. Wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles gather around that carcass. Where in the east? Gathered around a man? No. Gathered around the full body revealed word of God. How many believe that they have been hearing the revelation coming forth from the seals, which is the body word. Let's hear it. Then you are the eagles that are spoken of in the word of God.
Amen.
Accept and believe. How many accept and believe?
Amen.
It can't be somebody. How many believes it's got to be somebody?
Amen.
Then look at it. Do you know anybody in the earth? Have you heard all the messages? Is the Lord got to be here on earth?
Amen.
Did not Brother Bram say when the seals open, Jesus
Amen.
On earth?
Amen.
And said, if I'm going away, lay a platform for another stand
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Then it's got to be here. Is that right?
Amen.
Church the land.
Yes,
church the world.
Amen.
Find where the revelation of God's at. Then if you know that you found, then believe that you are that eagle there that speaks the
word.
And then if it is, then that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then Christ is
Amen.
In your midst.
Hallelujah.
And the one that you're feasting upon is the one that will baptize
Amen.
You with the Holy Ghost
Amen.
And power.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help us.
Amen.
Help us to realize.
Amen.
You think I'd lie to you?
No.
Oh, I told you the truth.
Amen.
And what are you waiting on? Waiting for that hour when God will come. As the little brother Brown walked up and said, there's that light. There it is right there. Some believed and some didn't. But there come an hour when God come and prove that that man told the truth.
Amen.
And so has it been with me. I have told the truth.
Amen.
Now, God is going to come and prove to you that I told you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'll be a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. Fill all this house where we're sitting. And a lick of fire will set upon each one. And you will be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
But thou believe, Lord. Ours at hand. Oh, God's at hand.
Oh, Lord.
What could be this morning? Just of course only believe. Have faith in God. You still have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, my. Supernatural faith. Take God at His word. Can't you see why they'll bring every promise to pass? They'll just get up on that inheritance and just wherever their foot sets down on a promise, they'll take it. Oh, my children, help me. God, help me to appreciate it.
Yes!
Thank you.
Yes!
Thank you for being involved in this.
Only believe.
God bless you, children. I love you. Pray for one another. Remember me in prayer. The revelation's out to me. See, I'm right now, I'm at the hardest place I've been. See, the revelation, no matter where I turn, the gospel has come. See, every book I read, every tape is just absorbed. Now I'm waiting for this revelation to come to pass, be made flesh before your eyes.
Ooh.
Be patient, won't you?
Amen.
Believe, love the Lord, wait upon Him. Soon all these things will work together out here, and you'll see the greatest thing that's ever struck the world.
Yes,
and you're right in on the... See, you're not out there. You're right behind the stage.
Amen.
You're in there. You have the blessed privilege of being behind the curtain, helping set all the props together. Put the chair over here, the piano, and organ over here, and you're back there. See, you know. And now the public's out there waiting for that great seal to be broken. But now here, you have saw before your eyes and heard the revelation of the resurrection seal. God knows I wouldn't say that by the way. The mystery of life has been revealed.
Amen.
Well, hold that in your heart. Nourish.
Yes.
Lean upon the breast of El Shaddai and gain strength from that. Nothing can take that away from you. Nothing. It's yours. Now you're engaged. He's promised to come. Slip the other ring on your finger. How? I wish I had some way. Some kind of a word that I could express to you how great that is, see? All the prophets and all the apostles would have liked to saw that. God, help us to remain faithful with all of our heart. Now, pray for service tonight. Brother Bill, dismiss us in prayer. Yes. Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, amen. Faith of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let us be a burning flame, Lord. Yes, Father. God, help me to press the battle, Lord Jesus. Lord. Grant it, God. Amen. That's right. Thank you.